Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares some of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz's great book, The Power of Full Engagement. Learn more and see all the titles profiled at philosophersnotes.com/titles.
Positive rituals. Quote, "We use the word ritual purposefully to emphasize the notion of a carefully defined, highly structured behavior. In contrast to will and discipline, which require pushing yourself to a particular behavior, a ritual pulls at you. Think of something as simple as brushing your teeth. It's not something that you ordinarily have to remind yourself to do. Brushing your teeth is something to which you feel consistently drawn, compelled by its clear health value. You do it largely on automatic pilot, without much conscious effort or intention. The power of rituals is that they ensure that we use as little conscious energy as possible where it is not absolutely necessary, leaving us free to strategically focus the energy available to us in creative, enriching ways." End quote. So the book is all about optimizing our energy, and the authors provide a very compelling case that our willpower is actually A, much weaker than we think, and B, much more draining when employed than we think. Every time we have to consciously think about whether or not we're going to do something, we deplete energy, and that adds up. Researchers say that 95% of our behavior is habitual, 95%. Only 5% is conscious. The challenge is systematically building rituals into our lives that allow us to put the energy-enhancing behaviors on autopilot. As they say, quote, "All great performers rely on positive rituals to manage their energy and regulate their behavior." And they say, the more exacting the challenge and the greater the pressure, the more rigorous our rituals need to be. End quote. That's powerful. The more exacting the challenge, the more rigorous our rituals need to be. Robin Sharma, one of the world's leading experts on greatness, you can see the notes on the monk who sold his Ferrari, says the same thing. In his studies of the world's most exemplary human beings, he's discovered they all demonstrated one key attribute, consistency on the fundamentals. They don't need to think about their fundamentals. They're rituals. They're automatic. How about you? Are your fundamentals rituals? Or do you need to have willpower to do them? Jack Canfield, in his great book, The Success Principles, says that 99% is a bitch and 100% is a breeze. Basically, if you need to think about whether you're going to meditate or exercise or not yell at your spouse and kids or whatever, if you need to think about that every time, you're never going to have it locked in consistently. It's got to be non-negotiable and made into a ritual that pulls you toward it rather than something you go kicking and screaming to. Make sense? This is big. So what ritual do you need to build into your life? Just pick one thing and rock it.